I'm joined now by the community policing officer from Roscommon Town. I'm going to say good afternoon to John O'Connell. Good afternoon, John.
Hello, how are you doing?
Thanks for joining us on Ross FM.
You're more than welcome.
And you have a community policing stand in the field today?
We have a community policing stand, yeah. I suppose we're giving out crime prevention advice. And just to, I suppose, to talk to people, anybody that wants to talk to us, just come up to the stand. And I suppose we're giving out high-vis jackets as well. So, you know, and if anybody has any problems or any issues or any crime prevention advice, just come up to us. We're in the arts and crafts tent in the field.
And I suppose if I was to ask you, what is maybe two or three of the most important crime prevention advices that you would be giving out today?
Well, I suppose the big thing in general is, I suppose, everybody has to look after their property. I suppose the days are gone now where you can leave your house with the door open and the windows open. Because what we have to do is just make it as hard as possible for the criminal. A lot of the crimes that happen actually in Roscommon, believe it or not, are during the day. Burglaries and that. A lot of people have a perception that they're at night time, but they actually happen during the day. Opportunist criminals going door to door, maybe going around the back of the house. If the door is open, they'll be in and out and gone. So the big thing is just to make it as hard as possible for the criminal. And it's as simple as that, by locking your front door, locking your windows, just making it as hard as possible. Again, don't leave property in your cars. Make sure the cars are locked. There's been a lot of thefts in the day, we'll say, Roscommon-Longford in the last couple of months. And they're coming from cars that the doors of the cars are actually open. So again, it's just to make it as hard as possible for the criminal, and look after your property and look after your house.
So I suppose the advice that I'm hearing there is, like, make it as hard as possible for them to take what belongs to you.
That's it, exactly. And I suppose what we do, we have neighbourhood watches here within the town, with community alerts out in the country. And again, the message is, you know, to be a good neighbour, everybody keep an eye out for each other.
And I suppose,
if you see anything suspicious, a lot of people don't want to ring the guard station because they think they're bothering us or whatever else. But if you see anything that you think is anywhere suspicious, ring the guard station. That's what we're there for, 24 hours a day. And, you know, there's no information is too small. Or the as simple as if you see something and you think it's just not right, take a number of a car or something like that. That if you do hear that something has happened, at least you have the number and just pass it on to ourselves. Because, again, it's good neighbours is what it's all about. Everybody looking out for each other. I suppose going into the winter now, looking out for older people in the community is very important as well. But we're lucky enough in Roscommon that, you know, crime rate is low, and that's the way we want to keep it. You know, we have good communities, and I suppose what we want to do is open up communication between the guards and the community, and, you know, it works in both ways.
And do you have a text alert system in Roscommon Town?
The individual groups would have text alert. In the community alerts, they'd have text alert schemes. And within the individual ones within the town, they'd have text alerts. And we have one, the Roscommon Chamber of Commerce has a text alert scheme. Again, a useful tool that all of a sudden, if we're looking for something, that we can send it out to all these people, and everybody is, we've so many more eyes looking for, and it's been very very successful throughout the country.
So if someone wanted to get involved in text alert, you'd be saying to them, give yourselves a quick call there, and you'd be easy to get them on a list.
That's it, exactly. If there isn't a scheme within their area, just to even contact yourself in the Garda station, if you're in a housing estate or a common town, or maybe an area that there's no community alert, you know, the more schemes that we can have, the better, because it all leads to, you know, to make the community a safer place.
And I know now it is more about community policing and the guards bridging that gap between the guards and the people. If they do want to get in contact with you, do you want to give out the number, that the best way to get in contact with the community policing unit in Roscommon Town?
Yeah, myself or any guard is Roscommon Guard Station, and the number is 090-66-38300.
I don't know if you...
090-66-38300. And there's somebody there 24/7, as I said. If you're worried about it, Alison, don't hesitate in ringing the Garda station at any time, day or night.
And there's somebody there 24 hours?
24 hours. The control room is in Roscommon Garda station.
And the Garda confidential telephone line?
Is 1800-666-111.
And I know that, I don't know if you knew anything about it, but I saw the Garda show in Lochee Forest Park recently, where the helicopter was down and the dog unit and
right,
the underwater unit. You know, well done to Michael Pilkington and Boyle and bringing that to this area as well. Definitely a very impressive set of equipment. So I think what it's really saying is if you need the guards, they're there to help you in many, many different ways.
In many different ways. We have the resources. We have, as you say, dogs, horses. We have the air support. And we had a similar event in the fire station in Roscommon here in early May. And again, it was a successful day. And it does. It showcases, I suppose, not only ourselves on the day, but also the fire brigade, the civil defence. And it just shows, you know, the emergency service and, of course, the ambulance, you know, what's out there and what's available.
And I suppose maybe when we are talking about it, just if anyone has any emergencies, it's 999 and give them your name, tell them where you are and then tell them what the emergency is.
That's it, exactly. Or as I said, if you have an emergency and you want to, the guards, ring the station because we accept the 999 calls in Roscommon as well. So if you ring the local guard station, or the number, as I said already, 090-66-383-00, you get straight through to the guard station.
And you'll know, of course, then what to do.
And another thing, I suppose, what we're giving out at the tent today is air codes as well. It's important. Maybe a lot of people have an air code now, but maybe just to note it and have it by your phone, that that if there is an emergency or a fire or you need an ambulance or the guards, just to have your air code near the phone.
Yeah, I know it's very important because I know some people on the ambulance service, and sometimes at night in rural Ireland, it's not just enough to say there'll be a light on outside the house. The air code would solve a lot of that problem.
The air code, or a simple thing is if you're out in the country, just your road number. You know, that you're able to explain in an emergency how to get the emergency services there quickly.
And I suppose it's always difficult in an emergency. You're trying to think it should really be written beside the phone.
Exactly. You're trying to think what is your road name and everything else. So it's no harm maybe to pre-rehearse that and just have it maybe by the phone.
So maybe that's...
I'd be waved on here. I think there's somebody else to talk
so maybe,
to now.
Rob, maybe that's some good advice. Okay, well, John, thanks very much for talking to us. And maybe someday we might try and put a wee show together on Ross FM about community policing. We'd be delighted to have you into the studio to have a longer chat around this, around crime prevention, around what people can do to secure their homes.
Not a problem, no. That would be more than delighted to do that.
Okay, well, thanks for building the link. Thanks for taking time out to talk to us at Ross FM. And if you want to pop it on to Robbie there, we'd have another word with Robbie. John O'Connell, the Community Policing Officer in Roscommon Town. Thank you.